You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Matt McCaro on the line. He is owner of New Leaf Hyperbarics and Wellness, and also an upcoming author in our most recent release of Mission Matters Business Leaders Edition. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam.
Glad to be here. All right, Matt. So excited to get into today's topic. So we're definitely going to talk about New Leaf Hyperbarics and Wellness and really some of the health benefits associated with the products. But before we get started with that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So Matt, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Matt, what mission matters to you?
So here at New Leaf Hyperbarics and Wellness, our mission is to give our community the ability to take back their power of their wellness through knowledge and compassion. We specialize in mild pressure hyperbaric therapy and incorporate synergistic modalities to supply their mindset and heal, build, and thrive.
Love having mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line, Matt, to share, you know, why they do what they do, how they're doing, and really what we can all learn from it. And I'm a novice in hyperbarics, but that's why we have you on the show today to teach us what we don't know and what we should know. And maybe just to get us kicked off here, I mean, like, how did you get into this business? Like, where did it all start for you?
That's a really long story, Adam. So back in 2007, I had to make a career change due to a back injury. And in that career change, moving from one completely different type of work into another, from moving from the RV industry into health industry, I realized that I really need to be in better shape. And in my journey of that, I learned about hyperbarics through some injuries and different things. And when I saw what another company was doing with hyperbarics, I couldn't believe it wasn't in my hometown because it's a perfect fit. So as I learned more about hyperbarics and how it helps people and myself, I was like, it's got to be here. So I just went about learning how to put it here in little Eugene, Oregon.
Wow. And you know, so I always like to ask this when, like, a lot of people have ideas. They think about something and they're like, they maybe don't ever get over that hurdle. I know you've been doing this for a long time, but I want to keep you back in time for a little bit longer. Like, some people have an idea, they don't maybe get it past the finish line, never get it really started, whether it's a business or something else. Like, what made the difference between you having the idea of hyperbarics and bringing it to Oregon and actually doing it? Like, what made that difference for you?
Seeing the need in Eugene really made a huge difference for me to pursue the idea of doing it. And then being able to create a friendship with folks that were already doing it in another state, so that I had a little bit of help. So I wasn't completely stumbling around in the dark by myself. That makes a huge difference when you have a little bit of a helping hand. It really was just my drive to help people. As some folks will learn in the book, I've been a volunteer fireman for a long time. So I just really have this compassion for helping folks.
And so now let's take us a little bit further down the timeline. So maybe start off with the first practice, or like, how did that look like, the actual opening process?
Once we found a spot, we created a clinic with room for three hyperbaric chambers and a couple of massage rooms. And we opened door, had a small grand opening, just really went out and marketed. The key, I think, for me was getting out and joining every networking opportunity I could to get myself out there and help educate folks here locally as to what hyperbarics was, because it's a newer concept for a lot of folks, even though the modality's been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point. It is a newer concept, and I don't want to assume that maybe any of our audience or listeners know what it is. So let's just start with some basic. What are hyperbarics?
So hyperbaric therapy, the easiest way I like to share that with folks is it's oxygen therapy under pressure. So when you're in New Leaf Hyperbarics, we take you in a room that's got a hyperbaric chamber in it. We have you breathe in 95% pure oxygen from one of our concentrators. Then we pressurize that chamber so you're equal to being 10 feet below sea level. And that allows Henry's Law of Physics to take over the oxygen. And then it starts dissolving into the liquid or the plasma of your body instead of having to just a red blood cell to get around. So we're roughly flooding your body with about 4 times the amount of oxygen than what you would normally get, which helps with over 80 different conditions.
And what are some of the, so when I've heard of hyperbarics, a lot of times I hear about it for like maybe injury, sports injuries, you're watching TV and an athlete's going through it, like a professional athlete. How does that relate? Like, give us some use case scenarios about why a person may want to go this route.
So absolutely. If you're a sports athlete and you get injured, it helps you recover from wounds or injuries faster. Mm-hmm. But because oxygen is a natural anti-inflammatory detoxifier, immune booster, stem cell producer, collagen producer, it does all these things for the body. We can help folks with chronic pain. We see folks that maybe they have some autism going on, little early onset dementia, traumatic brain injuries from being in a motor vehicle accident. They're going in for a surgery. Maybe they're going to have their knee replaced. Mm-hmm. And they come in to do a little prep work to detoxify or boost their stem cells so they have a better surgery outcome, and then come in after surgery to heal faster.
Hmm. And so this is, and the point being here is that there's a lot of use case scenarios, and this isn't just for, you know, professional athletes or just for sports injuries. Like, is there a maintenance component of this? Like, so, you know, people going to the gym to, you know, to work out, to get healthy, like, is there a maintenance components of using this?
Absolutely, Adam. Yeah. A lot of folks will come in for, say, stroke recovery, and we'll help them get use of their arm back that they may have lost due to the stroke. They get back 90, 95% use of that arm. And then they realize how much better they feel, how much less pain they have because they're doing hyperbarics regularly. And we'll get them set up on a regimen to where they come in once a week, once every other week, once a month. All depends on the person, how quickly their body generates the inflammation. Inflammation is one of the more chronic illnesses, issues there is out there in the world today. And if we can help folks regulate that inflammation in the body, there's a lot less need for all those crazy anti-inflammatory drugs.
Is there a, just kind of like a general wellness, like anti-aging component to this?
A lot of folks do use hyperbarics for anti-aging. I know that that's especially down like Southern California where you are. There's a lot of clinics down there that's one thing they market to all the folks down there, is how it helps you age, not necessarily age slower, but it helps your body produce more collagen that slows down as you get older and keeps inflammation down. So you feel younger, your body doesn't start decaying as fast, if you will, because of that collagen production helps keep you from looking as wrinkly and as old.
And so I know over at New Leaf Hyperbarics, you're doing other things as well, maybe something centered around light therapy. Maybe teach us a little bit more about that as well.
So light therapy, we do low laser light therapy, red, blue, and infrared light therapy. We use flexible pads, as well as we have what we call our power bed, which looks like a very large or regular size tanning bed, I guess, that has 8 different modes. Everything from pain and recovery to energy, relaxation, skin, power healing, which is great as a 20-minute session. It helps you with multiple things as well. The flexible pads, we can do that standalone. That's also 20 minutes. Or we use them in the chamber to target specific areas of the body. So say, for example, Adam, you got low back pain from or shoulder pain from working on the computer all day. We can use one of the flexible pads in those areas specifically and set it for not only the frequency to reduce the inflammation in that area, but as the lights work on that area, it vasodilates you, meaning your veins get bigger. So that oxygen and blood flow that we're creating in the hyperbaric chamber flows heavier there to specifically target that area of the body.
And so what I like about what you're doing and a lot of this is that this is natural stuff, right? Like, you're not taking necessarily medication, and not saying that somebody should not take their medication, by the way, but I mean, like, this is all natural stuff that's going to help you. This is something that you walk away from. You don't have, in my opinion, I haven't done it yet. I want to do it one day, but when you walk away from like one of these sessions, like, you leave feeling good, don't you? It just sounds like you do.
Yeah. Most all our clients walk out telling us how much better they feel, how more clearly things look, less brain fog, because that detox effect is really amazing for a lot of folks. And yes, it's all natural. Oxygen's made. The air that we breathe has 21% oxygen in it. We're just helping you get a little bit more in your body. And when your body can have the tools it needs to fix itself, it can do a lot of amazing things that we don't realize that it can do without those things.
Yeah, no, I can see that. And when, and as you look at some, how somebody is, so there'll be some people that watch this, by the way, Matt, they're going to watch this and they're going to think about, okay, you know, this sounds good. I want to think about different ways to incorporate maybe the hyperbaric side or even the light therapy side of things into my life or into our lifestyles. How do you recommend that? And obviously not asking you to be a doctor, and it's going to be different for every person, but just in general, how do you recommend somebody start to introduce some of these therapies into their life?
When we have a new client come in here, we always recommend they do their first three within 7 days to really get the inflammation down, get the toxins down, energy up, oxygen up. And then depending on what they're treating, we set with the path of helping them. Say, for example, they're on traumatic brain injury.
Yeah.
Or they have a wound to the brain and maybe they got a lot of severe brain fog. Word recall is difficult for them. We'll do those first three within that week and then see how they're feeling. And then maybe we'll keep doing those same three a week for 4 to 6 weeks and reassess, or we might bump them up to five times a week. If you go online and you do look up studies on like PubMed or Google Scholar or somewhere like that, where you look at hyperbarics and some condition, anytime they're doing a study, they're doing 5 days a week for 40 sessions. Pretty much how they've set up the studies. But what I've learned now that I've been doing this for several years is that those studies are great and they show great effects, but you can get a lot of effects and without necessarily following that extreme of a regimen, because not everybody has time to necessarily come to a clinic every day for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, especially depending on where they live.
Yeah, that can be tricky, but I like the idea that you know, you can kind of tailor this around your lifestyle. And also, I know when it gets to the, so some people, I mean, you were mentioning me and kind of as we were warming up that, you know, you can have these in your home sometimes. There's a sales component of it like that. There's a rental component. Maybe for those that aren't like close to a clinic, talk to us a little bit more about that.
Great. Thanks for asking. Those folks that are, they're again, treating something like a traumatic brain injury or stroke recovery, maybe they can't drive and they may not have somebody that's available to drive them as often as they need to. And it would be more cost effective just to have a chamber right in their home. So we do both. We do rent and sell them. And it just really depends on what the client's looking for. Most of the time, somebody will end up renting 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, and they'll realize the other benefits from it besides what they're trying to treat. And they'll call me up and they'll be, hey, I don't want you to come get it. What's the payoff on this thing? So that's what happens, I would say, 85% of the time when I send a rental out. So I'm constantly calling the company that I work with to get new chambers for rentals.
Yeah, I can see that happening, by the way. It's almost like, wait a minute, I have all these benefits and now you're going to take it away? Like, hey, so like, come on, Matt, like, what does it take? I want you to leave it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, that's great. Well, Matt, I want to talk just a little bit about the book today. So we won't go too far into it because again, we're still in production, we're still in editing, a lot of different things going, but what are some of the things that you hope to produce and to promote in the upcoming Mission Matters book? Like, what do you plan to write?
I plan to write about my story and how I came to be the owner of New Leaf Hyperbarics and letting folks know that it doesn't necessarily matter where you came from or your schooling. As long as you have a goal and a dream and you firmly believe and have the mindset that you can do it, there's always a way.
Yeah. It's great. And I'm going to cut you off right there, Matt, because we're not giving it all away. Because, hey, I do sell books over here as a publisher. So, but for everybody watching, just so you know, what we will be bringing, as I mentioned before, we'll be bringing Matt back onto the show once the book is actually live and out there. And then we'll spend a whole episode doing a deep dive into his writing and also going further into his story and the ideas proposed. So, awesome. Well, Matt, I just have to say it has been great having you on the show today. I learned more about hyperbarics than I thought I would ever know, and I'm excited. I can't wait to try it myself one day. But that being said, if somebody is watching this or listening to this, what's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for New Leaf Hyperbarics?
Next for us is expanding. My space is far too small, and There's another cool modality called TRT, which we might talk about that next time, that I want to add to our services here to help folks just really take that next step in life and be able to not necessarily have to worry about arthritic joint pain and stuff like that. I'll leave it there.
Oh, I'm liking this. It's a little bit of a cliffhanger. We're going to work that one into the next episode as well. But if somebody's watching this or listening to this, Matt, and they want to follow up and learn more about what you're doing, what's the best way for them to do that?
One of the easiest ways is just call our office directly at 541-636-3278. Or you can go to newleafeugene.com. You can reach us through there via a link.
Fantastic. Book,
Instagram, all those places. We're pretty much everywhere.
I figured as much, and we'll definitely put those links in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over and check out your company. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging in an episode or listening to something on the platform, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, really the reason behind their mission, what gets them fired up to get up and go out there into the world and make a difference. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Matt, really, it has been a pleasure. Until the next time when we bring you back for that second interview talking all about the book. Again, thank you again for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Adam.